Greetings and salutations. This is your girl, Isha Montgomery. Thank you for joining me. This is season 2, episode 8 of Hope Speaks. And today I'm going to be reading for you my poem book, Preservation of the Human Spirit. I love this book so much because when I wrote this, it was actually towards the beginning of the pandemic. I lost 2 jobs and all of my brand ambassador work. So sister was down on money, but she was full of creativity. Let me tell you that. So this book means a lot to me. This book really helped me get through. Cultivating this book really pushed me to keep on going and not to give up and to have faith and to believe that there was something better. So I hope it can do the same thing for you. Yes, for you. And also, please share this. Invite people to my podcast. Tell them that a sister is writing and she will keep on writing until there's no more breath in her lungs. Okay? So, I'm not even gonna lie, I just celebrated a birthday. I'm a March baby, and you know us March babies. We gotta keep on marching, gotta keep on moving, going forward, never stopping, not dropping, because we don't stop. Okay, so I'm gonna read the prologue of the book, then I'm gonna get into some of the poems. I'm not gonna read everything, of course, but I want you to get a feel for it. I want you to rock with it, sway with it. I want you to get into it. Okay. Prologue. Do your thing. Live, love, travel, pray, hope, and never give up in your dreams. So often we chase after the goals that are easy to achieve and ignore our desires that require more effort. Today I am fighting like never before to turn my fantasies into reality, and I hope this book pushes you to do the same. Preservation of the human spirit is centered on the strength and acceptance I have found from readers, from family, friends, to persevere in my writing journey. Thank you for your ongoing support and well wishes. Oasis. A single blade of grass has little significance in a prairie, but it means everything in a barren land. It draws you to the oasis hidden in the sand. Part 1, Keep Going. This is a shorty poem, but it's a goodie. It's just an introductory poem. Roll your shoulders back. Keep your face to the sky. Love lives within you. Anyone with a brain can give up, but only the courageous that possess a stout heart will keep fighting with the desire to win. Again, the name of that poem is Keep Going. The next poem is We Are. We are not a monolith. We speak different languages, come from many lands, come in many colors, spread over space and time. We were here when civilization began, with night on our back and a flame in our hand, the first woman to give birth to man. Some call us the Dawn Keepers. And again, the name of that poem is We Are. So the next poem I'm going to read for you, this poem means a lot to me. Because during this time when I wrote this, I was actually working at a nonprofit and I was trying to figure out, I was like, what's next? Because I can't do this forever. I can't do this too much longer. And I wasn't, during this time I didn't have a podcast. During this time I hadn't, of course, you know, I hadn't, really dove as deep into my poetry as I am now. Now, I still have my poetry blog, but I don't think I was as committed to being a poet as I am now. But in my soul, everything in me was like, I love poetry. I need to just go out and pursue it. So I hope you like this poem. The name of this is Artisans. Through the windows of the nonprofit agency, I see brown, dismal trees, the leaves ate off by winter breeze. The freeze ate up the green, turned it inside out. The blue dragon blowing air out an unforgiving mouth. I am a poet, a member of the collective we. We write for free. No one pays for entertainment outside of sports, internet, and cinematic TV. We are not celebrities. News crews don't sit outside our houses with curiosity. We are underneath the downtrodden and polite business society. We are the bane of the veins, anxiety, outlining the ills discovered in false piety. We are the few that will perform our craft for the peace it brings. We are the original storytellers for presidents, kings, and queens, the artisans at large, the starving freeloader without a cause, the people freely told to get a job. We walk around with degrees unused, illustrate scenarios capable of busting a brain fuse. Meanings get convoluted, wrapped around stories that truth made bold. In this thriller, nickel tales are sold, anything to break through to a jaded soul. Again, the name of that poem is Artisans. And I'm going to read another poem for you. I think because let me take a looky at the bookie. Okay, so this book is broken up into three parts. So I think I'm just going to break this up into three parts. We're going to do part one. Next time I come back, we're going to do part two. We're going to do part three. And of course, I'm going to be skipping around. I won't be reading every poem, but I want you to feel what I'm giving, okay? So the name of the next poem that I'm skipping to is Barbershop Visit. Love is on his mind. He gotta look good. Office workflow or chilling in the hood. Prayers lie on his shoulders. Dreams of fulfilling prophecy. Sit and rest around street corners in close proximity to barbershops. The passion is seen in the angled tilt of a barber's wrist, carving designs into an untouched landscape, ready for combing, pruning, and styling bliss. You are the psychologist. Hairdressers and friends, shaving away mist-covered memories, tall tales and shedding distance, relaxed, tied into urgent care. Easy razors oiled and pulled across rough patches, few suspects are here. Liberally apply alcohol to close edges, grease the epithalamus and the sharp contours of the hairline, brush away the complicated days and leave something even in its place, inching closer to progress, finding that lucid visions await in gleaming mirror presented before your face, a life transformed by a haircut saving grace. In this lively station of revised phase and hairstyling delight, sadness has no place. The passion is seen in the angled tilt of a barber's wrist, carving designs into an untouched landscape, ready for combing, pruning, and styling bliss. You are the psychologist, hairdresser, and friend. To the clientele with deep pockets and those barely making ends meet, you have been around since they were knee-high with hair hanging neck deep. Again, the name of that poem is Barbershop Visit. And you know, as a child, my dad used to take me to the barbershop, like, a lot, like, as a teenager, too. And it was kind of interesting because they weren't cutting my hair. What am I here for, bro? But I think, you know, my dad, you know, he had his daughters. He just wanted to take us to the barbershop, introduce us to people, hang out, kick it, chill, talk. You know, he wanted us to be in his world as much as we were in his, so. No, I appreciate those days now. Like, oh, my daddy used to take me to the barbershop. Give me a 25-cent, I get a little bit of candy. You know, he take me on his runs to the liquor store. He take me to Dunkin' Donuts to go get some coffee. You know, daddy was always there. Always. And the next poem I'm going to read, I'm not going to lie, I was influenced by SpongeBob. Went through this long phase of watching cartoons. Okay, it's not a phase. I'm still watching cartoons. I love cartoons. I mean, who is animated? Look at the bright colors. I love cartoons. Okay, anyways. We live here. We blow bubbles as though we occupied a pineapple at the heart of the sea. We pound words into clay and use fossilized seaweed to make cutlery. Goodness. We are not merpeople, but we live here. A place that defies logic and misrepresents fear. Feet beckoned by unknown forces draw near. We swim with killer whales who desire the challenge of going deep. We are entranced by the dolphin's song. It rocks our weary souls to sleep with no nightlight. A lighthouse glow is all we need. We inhale the fruit of life via simplicity. Again, the name of the poem is We Live Here. Sorry, I'm looking through the book. So, I'm almost at the end of part one. But there's some poems I want to get out for you. Some stories I want to tell. So this next poem, it's actually about, it's about people like gossiping and just not really considering their neighbor, how people feel. Just kind of being cruel to others, you know? For a long time, I've kind of dealt with this feeling that people could be a little nicer. Don't get me wrong, I've snapped on people. I've straight up told off phone operators who probably didn't deserve it, you know? And I've worked on it. I've gotten a lot better. I haven't told off a phone operator in a long time. Although, my attitude is still ferocious at times. Let me not smile. I'm still ferocious at times. I've been working at it. I've been straight up. I've been going to Jesus. I've been trying to get together. Because I know on my own, I don't got it. You know, I'm a hot mess. But, the God I serve is good. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real because I don't have time to be lying. Lying is a waste of time. Okay? All this stuff that went down with the pandemic, gas prices is high, food prices is high, rent prices is high, the cost of love is high, if you're paying for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a hot mess out here. I don't have time to be telling stories or acting like it's something that it's not or something that it is. I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care what people think about it either. Life is short and my patience is shorter. Okay. So the next poem is called We Forgot. We forgot about each other. Too busy gossiping about sister so-and-so while ignoring the plight of our brothers. We push each other to extremes like we don't know how broken this screams. Pouring hand-squeezed orange juice into porcelain cups with dirt rings. It tastes delicious. Until you realize the container's not clean. We chastise the drug fiend, but visit the pharmacy, forgetting how it all started in the same parking lot. How quickly we judge. How quickly we forgot. Thank you. Again, the name of this poem is We Forgot. So the next poem I'm going to read, I'm going to tell y'all this story right quick. I had to cross my legs for that. So one day I made a mistake. Let's just say that. When you have a car, that is your car. Don't let nobody drive your car. Period. Point blank with exclamation point. If they name that on their insurance, if they ain't paid for the car, if that's not your husband, don't let them drive that car. I don't even say if it's not your mama, don't let them drive that car. Because sometimes you never know what condition somebody's in mentally. They can be impaired. You might be decent, But you can't trust people just driving your car. That stuff can go left so many times, and then you just be looking at it, sitting there looking at it. You're not even sitting there looking, you're literally looking there like, dang, what done, oh Lord, what done occurred, Lord? How done, everything done went left in a matter of seconds, okay? I ain't trying to tell all my business, but I hope you picked up on what I was throwing out, you know what I'm saying? So the name of that poem is, or the name of this poem is, How to Hit a Parked Car. Back when I was high, confused by the drive, refused to take a chance, so I let you drive. I watched you reverse and ram into a parked car in the parking lot of a rickety old gas station. The front driver's side was smashed, crushed it like an empty can. I stayed and waited for the cops while you ran. Who does that to a friend? I let you rear in some poor family's Thanksgiving plans. The bungee cord that held their hood down gave way. Somebody's mama, daddy, uncle, aunt was mad at me that day, / mad at you, / mad at us. On the south side that day, I bore the heart you didn't care to feel. The car was liable to me. The damage was real. I stood outside, got my license ready, my insurance ready, remarks after a collision ready, but I wasn't prepared. No, I wasn't prepared for the sadness, for the shock, for the feelings wasted on childless youth. There were the hunger pains that I forgot. The gas station owner stands outside the store looking nonchalant. A headline flashes across my mind. Student home for break. Wrecks family's holiday activities. Due to incompetence of the highest kind, to which they responded, you need better people in your life. I was disappointed in myself and my choices while staring at lamppost lights. Again, the name of that poem is How to Hit a Parked Car. And let me tell you, when you make mistakes out here, the way I've made mistakes out here, forgiveness is a beautiful thing. Not just to forgive other people, but to forgive yourself first. You know, so often we'll hold on to these grudges and we never let them go. We just be, let that stuff go. And when you let it go, breathe easy. Because at the end of the day, ain't nothing and nobody perfect but God. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I was so busy, especially when I was in college, I was so busy putting on these facades. Like, I was all good. I was toe up on the inside. I was broken into pieces, and I think sometimes I wasn't thinking. Like, my thought process was shoddy at best, you know? And maybe it was just that feeling of, like, being invisible, because I'm like, oh, I'm young, I got youth on my side. Baby, youth is temporary, and some people never make it out of their youth. Some people, sometimes tomorrow ain't promised today. So every moment that you spend alive, man, be thankful, because you never know how it's going to go. And you never know what kind of legacy you're going to leave when it's your time to go. So just be aware, be mindful of other people, you know. And also, don't trust nobody with things that are very important to you that you know you carry the penalty for if something goes wrong. I think too often I was like relinquishing responsibility to other people instead of realizing I'm the one that's responsible. You know, I have to be responsible. I have to step up to the plate. I have to be the one that's in charge. It's not somebody else's job to cover me, to look out for me, or to act like they are. I had to step up. You know? Okay, so the next poem. Next poem is Player with the Cocoa Butter. The real search for by people, like sun seeking flowers and thirsty for the light shower, but wanting no one. You got that, hold up, let me put my clothes on. I'll meet you in an hour. You are the cool side of sunshine. You bring precipitation to the afternoon shower. I discover the truthful intricacy in the prism of your eye. You leave me soft-spoken, a shell in a giant ocean. He got that Midas touch. Our first kiss was strong. The number 19 love potion filled my mouth and heart with endless devotion. Your motion is silky. It goes on smooth like cocoa butter lotion. Never too oily or too creamy, just the right consistency. Again, the name of this poem is Player with the Cocoa Butter. Okay, so I'm gonna read y'all one more poem, then I'm gonna wrap it up. Wrap it up. Okay. Name of this poem is About You. It's the way you laugh when you think no one's listening. The way you groove and move to the beat in the shower. The way you get work done, no matter the time of the hour. The way you show up and show out for your family. The way you balance your daily tasks. It's the curve folded in the crease of your arm. It's the lighthearted nature of your charm. It's the chemistry of your give and take conversations. It's the civility you display when you wait and listen for response. It's the fragrant allure of you that hypnotizes people as you walk past. Well, to be honest, it's everything about you. Thank you. And again, the name of that poem is About You. Thank you. So we just finished part one of Preservation of the Human Spirit. You can buy this off of Amazon. It's by Esha Montgomery. Check it out. Buy it. Read it on, is it on Kindle? Yes, it should be on Kindle. Yeah, read it. Check it out. Get into it, baby. And I want to thank you for joining me of season two, episode eight of Hope Speaks. I hope you enjoyed this. We're going to be doing part two of the same book later in the week. If not later in this week, we'll be doing it next week. But I want to thank you for being here. I want to tell you that you are special, baby. You are somebody. And don't you ever let anybody tell you any different. Okay? Because Isha told you so. Bye.